city on that bright eternal shore, where the saints of God shall gather and live on forevermore. It's a land of love and pure delight where my possessions lie, and I'm bound for the land of Canaan when I die. And despair, and by grace the land of Canaan, I'm determined to be there. Not a thing can ever harm me, I am happy all the day, and I'm bound to the land of Canaan some sweet day. Oh yes, I'm bound to the land of Canaan, to the land of Canaan.
Yes, I am.
By the love and the grace of God, surely I'm gaining.
I'm gaining ground.
Some happy day with all the ransom, I'll stand and sing His praise.
Teaching on the subjects of the tribulation, the things that will happen and take place during that seven-year period of time. And I have covered different subjects. When you study the book of Revelation, you have to understand that the Apostle John takes a subject in a lot of cases that starts at the beginning of the tribulation, and he takes that subject all the way to the end, till the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we study the book of Revelation from that point of view, you get to understand how things will take place. We've studied how all the trees will simply dry up, and how the grass just burned up, and how the oceans turned to blood. Yes, the terrible pestilence that will happen during that hour is beyond our imagination. And yet we are so close to that time. People don't seem to realize that we're at the very door of that tribulation hour. It seems almost like in the days of Noah. Noah preached for 120 years that a flood will come. Nobody paid attention till the rain started to pour. And the same thing happened at Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot went to warn his sons-in-laws that God will destroy the city. They figured that Noah was a nutcase until the fire came down and destroyed them all. And this is what seems to be happening right now, except there's a lot of people that seem to sense in their beings that something will come to pass. We can see it in the weather patterns. We can see it with the pestilences all over the world. Yes, the people of the secular world can understand and feel that something will definitely come to pass, but they reject the idea that God will bring on some interesting times. They do not believe that God is behind all of this and is judging the world system. They have put God out of the equation until one day the Lord will take his bride unto himself, and then they will understand that God is doing those things. But still the Bible teaches that even then they will thumb their nose at him and curse him. But today I will be teaching on the whore church of Revelation chapter 17. Who is the religious system? Where did it start? And what has it affected throughout the last 2,000 years? I will teach on this subject today. There are not too many preachers who dare anymore to point the finger at the culprit that is called the whore church of Revelation 17. Years ago, the airwaves were flooded with who this church was. But today, because of political correctness, everybody seems to keep his mouth shut. But I will teach on this subject, and the way I will teach is what I have been taught by different teachers throughout my Christianity, and what I have gathered from reading the Word and from reading history. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I pray, Lord, that you will anoint me with boldness today so that I can bring forth this message. You will open the hearts of the people so that they will understand the signs of the times. Help them to see what is happening. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. During the hour of the tribulation, the Antichrist will use a religious system to bring many people under his domain. Yes, the Bible teaches us here in Revelation chapter 17 that a false prophet will appear and the Antichrist and the false prophet will together bring the whole world into one super religious organization. But there is something that will happen during the last part of the tribulation. The religious organization will be destroyed, and the Antichrist will declare that he is God, and men of the people of this planet will have to worship the Antichrist. But who is this religious organization that the Antichrist will use during that hour? In Revelation chapter 17, it tells us, "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." The Apostle John looked at that woman, which is a religious system. When you study it, it talks about a religious system that covers many peoples of the planet. And he was kind of shook up by the scene, by what he saw. So the question is, what did the Apostle John see? He saw an organization that was a counterfeit Church of Jesus Christ. And the yesteryear preachers pointed the finger at the Roman Catholic system. And we can see proof of that throughout the book of Revelation, that this is so. So we'll look at it from that point of view, because the Roman Catholic system was the first organized religious system on the planet. We know that the Caesars used to rule the world from Rome, and then it turned over to the popes about 400 years after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Constantine, the emperor, or the Caesar Constantine, started the first organized religious system. And he called himself a pope. And from that time on, the religious system started to spread throughout the whole world. And they killed many thousands of Christians during the Dark Ages, which they call today. And then in the 1500s, another system started, the Protestant system, which was a shoot-off of the Roman Catholic system. It was Martin Luther that saw the light, that the people were saved by grace through faith. And then he broke away from the Catholic system, and the Protestant system started by the Lutheran Church. But it's still a religious system. I once heard somebody remark, the Protestants protested. That's where the word comes from. Protestant means to protest. They protested against the Catholic system, and the Protestants have been protesting ever since against the Catholics and against each other. But it is still a religious system. There are many, many Christians in the Protestant systems, and there are many Christians in the Catholic system. But the Bible teaches us, come out from amongst them, touch not the unclean thing. And this goes for everyone who are in those systems, who know Jesus. You need to separate yourself from religion. What is religion? Religion is gaining the favor of God by man-made ideas. Christianity is gaining the favor of God by accepting the finished work of the cross. That's the difference. So regardless what religion you're in, it's still man-made. Out of the Protestant systems, we saw over the years many, many religious systems being started. And it is religion that has persecuted the Lord's people. It tells us, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. This is very interesting. It is religion that kills Christians. The secular world doesn't really care. It's the religious people that turn against those who turn to the Lord for salvation. And this one world religious system will come back to its original form again during the hour of the tribulation. It will be used by the Antichrist to bring the world under his domain. Yes, that's what the Bible teaches. And then the Antichrist will destroy that religious system. In verse 9 of Revelation 17, it tells us, here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sits. And the old preachers of yesteryear would identify that as the Vatican, because the Vatican is in Rome, and Rome sits on seven hills. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, it says, "And he said unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." When we look at that picture, we can clearly see how the religious systems have covered the whole world. The leaders of the system is the Catholic system, the Vatican, which has its own laws. It has its own currencies. It has its own ambassadors to all the worlds. This is very interesting. I once watched a commentary on the Vatican, and I was amazed at how the Book of Revelation describes that system to the T in the way they operate. Yes, we, the Church of Jesus Christ, need to keep our eyes open, because that whore church will again bring all the world's religious systems under its wings again. And they're supposed to have a big conference in Australia within the next month that will kick off this one world religious system, which the Antichrist will use to bring all the people under his power. But during the last part of the tribulation, the Antichrist will destroy that religious system and will command and demand that every person worships him. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, it tells us, "And he said unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." And if somebody just pays attention just a little bit, when kings and presidents go to visit the Pope, this definitely describes the situation. Yes, not too many preachers preach about this anymore. It's because of political correctness. Yes, religion has destroyed many people's souls. The Roman Catholic system was the start of religion. Now the whole world is covered by religious systems, from the Roman Catholic system down to the smallest cult of a few people, where the Bible classes them as prostitutes and whores, and they will be judged because they reject the way that God has given for salvation. And what is that way that God has given? It is through the blood sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who gave himself for our sins, and it's to Jesus we turn for our salvation, and not some religious act that we are taught. Yes, God's judgment is about to fall upon the religions of this world. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Sin and washed me clean in victory.
When I study the Word of God on religion, I cringe at the words that the Word of God uses to describe the religious systems of the world. They're called whores and harlots. What is a whore and a harlot? They are people who have sexual relationships with anybody. They are not committed to a one person. To them, it doesn't make any difference who they get into bed with. And this is what the Word of God describes the religious systems of the world. We know for a fact that the only true way of salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ. The religious systems of the world have their own formula and their own way of entering into the kingdom. And that is an abomination to the Lord God. The Bible teaches us very clearly that man is incapable of somehow getting into the kingdom of God by himself because he's desperately wicked, constantly evil, and he is spiritually dead. But the religious systems of the world, they try to do it by their own efforts. The Bible teaches us that in the last days, the religious systems will be judged. It tells us very clearly in Revelation chapter 18 that in one day, the Antichrist will completely destroy the religions of the world. It tells us in chapter 18, verse 1, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." In other words, it's describing here that in the end, this one world whore church will bring under its domain and under its wing all the religions of the planet. Yes, this is exactly what we are seeing taking place today. In Australia, they are now having a big conference where all the religions of the world are gathering together. 6,000 people will represent the religions of the world, and they have everyone there. Witchcraft, they got the Wiccans, they got the Protestants, they got the Catholics, they got the Buddhists, everyone you can imagine, they got them there, and they will lay the foundation for a one world religion. And if any religion is out there that is not going to come under the wing or domain of that super religion, it will be destroyed and annihilated. And I personally believe the one that is heading all this is the Roman Catholic system. They will bring everybody under their own domain eventually. And the Antichrist and the false prophet will use that system to bring the world into subjection. And then during the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist will destroy that religious system because he will demand everybody worship him. Yes, the religious systems of the world, they have their God that they worship. We know that for a fact. But the Antichrist will not tolerate that, and he will demand the world systems, the world religious system, to worship him. This is when things will change drastically, because the world religions will pledge their allegiance to the Antichrist, and they will turn against God and curse him and will worship the Antichrist. Yes, this is exactly what will take place. And then God will come back to set things straight And the Bible teaches us that the blood will flow to the horse's bridle. We can see this verse very clearly coming into a reality. Verse 2 of chapter 18 in Revelations. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hole of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich with the abundance of her delicacies. These religions, regardless who they are, every foul and evil religion there is will be brought under the domain of this one super religion. And then the Antichrist will demand their allegiance. Yes, we can see this taking place. We know for a fact that Jesus is about to come back. That's the time clock we're watching. We are going to see incredible things happening in the near future. And for those of you who are caught up in religious systems, the Bible teaches us, come out from amongst them. Touch not the unclean thing. There is only one name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you will cling to whatever religion you're in, you will be judged with the harlot of Revelation chapter 17. You will have to suffer the same consequences. So turn to the Lord. Come away from them. Receive the saving grace that Jesus is offering. The door is still open. We still have that window of opportunity. Soon it will be shut, and then all hell will break loose upon this planet. So turn to the Lord today. Give him your life and heart, and you will become a blessing to yourself and to many around you. The Lord will open your heart to this awesome truth and make you a blessing.
We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.